This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. while the Lok Sabha till 12 noon following opposition parties' uproar over various issues. When the Rajya Sabha assembled at 11 this morning, the House paid tributes to Lal Ganeshan, former member of the House who died on the 15th of this month at the age of 80. Mr. Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, saying that this business is for members and they can raise issues of public importance. As the pandemonium continued, the deputy chairman adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
ये जीरो आवर का मकसद
हमारे
जीरो आवर चलने से
प्लीज आज भी कई सड़कें
आप जीरो आवर नहीं चलने देना चाहते
ऐसे
विदेशी तक के लिए स्थगित किया जाता है.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Lok Sabha. Despite repeated appeals by the Speaker, the opposition members continued with their protest, following which the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. A special discussion will be held in the Lok Sabha today on India's first astronaut, Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, aboard the International Space Station, focusing on the critical role of space program for Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Captain Shukla has returned home after a successful mission to the International Space Station.
मैं उम्मीद करता हूं जैसे ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में सब पार्टी के मेंबर्स ने हमारे सेनाओं के पराक्रमी को लेकर के गुणगान गाया और देश ने सेनाओं को आतंकवाद के खिलाफ कार्रवाई करने पर बधाई दी, उसी प्रकार आज भी पूरे दल राजनीतिक विचारधारा से आगे बढ़ के एकजुट में कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला को हम अभिनंदन करेंगे.
Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representatives' talks on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. In Chhattisgarh, one security personnel was killed and three jawans injured in an IED blast triggered by Maoists in Bijapur district of Bastar division today. The blast occurred in the National Park area when a team of the District Reserve Guard was on an anti-natural operation. The injured personnel are stated to be out of danger. Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The high-profile delegation includes UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. The leaders are hoping to reinforce Zelensky's position and ensure that any proposed peace terms do not undermine Ukraine's sovereignty or long-term security. In a social media post, Trump teased big progress on Russia, but offered no details, raising speculation over the direction and content of the upcoming negotiations. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 7 days. IMD has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. In Jammu and Kashmir, in view of the inclement and adverse weather conditions, all government and private schools across Jammu division have been closed for today. Our correspondent reports the decision comes in the wake of warnings issued by authorities regarding inclement weather conditions till tomorrow. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a warning of heavy rain and thunderstorms across the Union Territory till tomorrow, cautioning that the weather may trigger cloudbursts, flash floods, landslides, mudslides and shooting stones in vulnerable areas. Freestyle wrestler Vishal will compete for a bronze medal at the Under-20 World Championships in Bulgaria. Despite a valiant effort, the 20-year-old lost 9-11 to Magomedov, who was playing under the United World Wrestling flag. And with that, we end this news bulletin.